And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I swore a solemn vow.
Years ago, I was invited to a party.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Exfabula.
Welcome to our first installment of the Exfabula podcast. My name is Leah Delaney, and I am one of the co-founders of Exfabula and the radio host of Exfabula Radio and of our podcast. And because it's our first installment, I brought Megan McGee, our fabulous executive director, to help me really flesh out what this organization is all about. So I'd like to welcome Ms. Megan McGee. Hello.
Hello, Leah.
Hello. So do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown on what we've been doing for the past almost 5 years?
Absolutely. So Exfabula is committed to building strong Milwaukee communities through the art of storytelling. And we celebrate the power of true and personal stories to connect diverse individuals through shared experiences. And basically how this all works, we have monthly storytelling events where people can come and share their true and personal stories. Anyone can throw their name in the hat. And we really envision it as just a way for different individuals to go up, share a little bit about themselves. And I think the magic of our events is that people experience two contradictory things. We feel both that every single person is so unique and amazing. And at the same time, you kind of realize what we all have in common. So we started this back in 2009. We've been going strong for, it's like our fifth season now, which is very exciting. And we're looking forward to just hearing lots more stories from all those fabulous, interesting people out in Milwaukee and connecting so that we can build our city into an even greater one.
Definitely. I'm going to give you a virtual high five on the microphone right now. I think we're doing a really, really fantastic thing. I'm really happy about it. So what really, I feel, separates us from a lot of other storytelling organizations is that we have a little special flair and that we took our inspirations from This American Life and The Moth and StoryCorps and such. But I think what kind of separates us is that we're Milwaukee-based. We're a homegrown organization. And as far as we know right now, we don't have any plans of franchising. We're just going to focus on this wonderful city of ours. And we also offer up different formats, which separates us too. Do you want to explore those for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first, the most common format, I would say, is the solo. That's one person getting up, sharing their own true personal story. But there are also a couple others that we invented early on because we thought we have the opportunity to do whatever we want. Let's play with the format and find new ways of sharing stories. So one of those that came up very early on is the Turkle. That is an interview format, as the name may suggest. Basically, one person goes up and interviews another. They might talk about the questions ahead of time, or they might not. We haven't seen a lot of Turkles, but the few we have been a lot of fun, and I hope we get to see more of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Another one is the Rashomon, and that also, the name comes from a, let me see if I say this right, Kurosawa film that explores multiple perspectives. In the film, there are different people's points of view that are shown. So this format does the same thing by having two or perhaps even more people each sharing their version of the story. Because as in life, we don't always see everything the same way. So that's been a really fun one that we've had at a lot of events. And you know, again, we hope that we can continue to experiment and find new ways to tell stories.
Yeah, I think one of my favorites is actually the duo.
Yes.
Which is two people sharing their one experience on stage, and they're basically not, they're just sort of talking kind of at the same time. It's usually two people who know each other really, really well and know each other's cadences and rhythms when they're talking. And so you still get two different points of view, but you still get that really great shared experience. And I believe we are going to share one of those right now. Here's a clip from one of our events called How We Met.
My first impression of her, she had described herself as a Tai Chi warrior chick. Okay, and so I took a look at her, and she was dressed all in black. Black hat, black hair, black coat, black top, black leggings, and these black military boots. She looked like a ninja, and looked like she could kick my ass from here to next Tuesday.
I probably could have.
And
so we had our date.
We had our date.
Yeah.
And we... We walked out into the brisk February evening and up to the corner, and we were waiting for the light, and I cozied up to her and gave her a little nudge. And I said, "So, what do you think?"
And I looked up at him, and I found myself saying something I'd never said before, and I hope I never say again. I said, "You may pursue me."
I really love this city. I know you do too, Megan. And it's just has so much to offer. And I really think that our organization has really great ideas as far as how we're going to take a fine-tooth comb and go into these smaller neighborhoods and really expose people's human experiences and cultures and such. And I think we've had a couple of really successful projects so far.
Yeah, there have really been two big projects that have just been wonderful opportunities for us. The first was Terminal Milwaukee. And that's a project, that's a special storytelling series we did a few years ago. And that story series featured a couple different things. It featured Tom Crawford, the station manager at WMSE, and a self-proclaimed Terminal Milwaukeean. He was sharing his own personal stories in a bunch of different neighborhoods that were important to him. And we also had local historian John Gerda kind of telling the story of the neighborhood. Take those two and then throw in lots of stories from community residents, and it all wrapped into a series that really focused on the neighborhoods. And we got to go to Club Garibaldi, and we actually did an event at WMSE and Sherman Perk, the coffee shop, and actually Satin Wave. There's a really cool barbershop where we did an event with the theme of barbershop.
I used to go to barbershops, and I remember when I would try to go to the barbershops because that's where the people... where you got advice, right? Barbershops, folks rented and you swear they knew everything, or at least they thought they knew everything. If you want to know anything about women or girls, you go to barbershop, they would tell you. And so I would go, I remember I first started going to this place called Altruistic. It was on 12th and Walnut. And this guy named Monk was the barber, and a number of other people there. And then after high school, I went to service, came back, and I remember when I came back, that's when the afros was coming out, right? Now, when you're in service, I used to always put, African-American men at that time used to put stocking caps on their head, and they wear stocking caps to get these waves in their head. And I remember when the afro came out, I remember telling a friend of mine, real egotistically, that, "Hey, man, I don't think I can wear an afro because I can't get these waves out of my head."
And the other big project we did was a residency. Actually, for this, we traveled up to Sheboygan to the John Michael Kohler Arts Center because they invited us to join them as artists in residence. So we were up there for a period of 6 months where we had the opportunity to work with them and all of their community partners. And I got to say, it was really inspiring to see all the connections they have built up there with so many different groups in the community. So we're looking forward to taking the workshop curriculum we built up there and to take all the things we learned about how we can work with different community groups, bring that all back to Milwaukee. But that experience, we were there for 34 days, and we ended up with a final project that had storytelling, it had music, it featured people who had participated in all the different community events. And I gotta say, the feedback from the audience at the end was overwhelming and very affirming about the power of stories to build community.
Yeah, most definitely. One thing that we didn't touch on is that we do have the monthly Story Slam events, and each of those events we have an audience favorite. And at the end of the season, we take all of those audience favorites and we create the All Stars, which is the Grand Slam competition for the storytelling season that we have with Exfabula. And before we close, I would like to share a story from our last All Stars event held at Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the theme was Lost in Translation. Here's Dave Hendrickson with his story, and just coincidentally, he was the winner of the All-Stars event.
When I was 9 years old, in school, the teacher went around the room and asked everyone what they wanted to be when they grew up. And I said, "I want to be a newspaper reporter." And I think she thought I was kind of precocious for this little town elementary school. I couldn't say what I really wanted to be because I wanted to be a newspaper reporter because Clark Kent was a newspaper reporter. I wanted to be Superman. And I thought it might be possible. Now, I couldn't say I wanted to be Superman because I was the skinniest kid on the playground, and someone would probably challenge me to a fight if I thought I was going to be Superman. And I knew they'd all laugh at me. But what I did is I considered what my options were. I couldn't leap a tall building with a single bound. I could run pretty fast, but I wasn't faster than a speeding bullet. And I was nowhere near as powerful as a locomotive. But I thought maybe I could learn how to fly. Now, I didn't jump off the garage roof or anything because I wasn't stupid. I decided to practice in the living room by throwing myself at the sofa. So I started a little ways back. I put my arms out in front of me. And I leaped, and I hit the sofa. So I took a step back. And I did a little of that, and then I reached the range where maybe for a few days I'd stay right in that range. And I was thinking about what I was going to do when I was able to fly. I was going to go out the back door to school for recess, and instead of joining the other kids on the playground, I was going to climb up on the steel railing, and I was going to balance there, and I was going to give a lunge, and I was going to fly around over their heads. And they'd be saying, "Look, it's Dave flying." And once I got to be Superman, one thing I was going to do is I was going to tell Lois Lane that she was a bitch. And you know, a question that's been asked a lot of times is, you know, what would happen if Superman and Wonder Woman got together? Yeah. Well, anyway, I kept stepping back, and it's a good thing we had a small living room, because I reached a point where it wasn't going so well. So I was thinking about it, and I thought, it could be that I might not be able to be Superman. Besides, if I was Superman, what would Superman do? I mean, would there be two of us? I'm really not so sure. But I hate to break this to you, but the fact is I never did learn how to fly. Didn't work out. It took me quite a few years, though, to realize that it's forbidden for any of us to be somebody else, no matter how hard we might want to be. And it took a long time, but I finally reached a point in adulthood where I was happy just to be me.
Ms. Megan McGee, thank you for being my co-pilot on our very first podcast.
Yes, very exciting to have this podcast.
It is, finally, 5 years in the making. So if the lovely listenership, I'm talking to you, would like to find out more info on our podcast, on our radio show, and Story Slams, please visit us at exfabula.com, and that's spelled exfabula.com. My name is Leah Delaney, and we'll be back next month with more real, true, and personal stories.
And then it occurred to me, what luck?
Okay.
I swore a solemn vow.
Years ago, I was invited to a party.
Totally and I remember there was a band in front of my
I'm